From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The White House amends its description of a deadly racial protest. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday does meet the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News, described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry.
The president's been very clear. We cannot tolerate this kind of bigotry, this kind of hatred. And what he did is he called on all Americans to take a firm stand against it. This is a great opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what are we teaching our children? Tolerance has to overcome this kind of hatred that is grounded really in ignorance of our values and what makes us unique as Americans, our commitment to each other, our commitment to freedom, liberty, tolerance and rights for all of us.
19 others were injured, and two Virginia state police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash. The U.S. Justice Department opened a civil rights investigation into the day of violence at the Unite the Right rally, where white nationalists, many of them supporters of President Trump, clashed with counter-protesters on the streets of the college town, 160 kilometers southwest of Washington. Sunday, the White House said the president was condemning all forms of violence, bigotry and hatred, including white supremacists, the racist Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazis, as well as all extremist group. Find out more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has left Washington on a six-day trip to Colombia, Argentina, Chile, and Panama. Pence's fourth overseas journey comes as many key U.S. diplomatic positions remain unfilled in the Trump administration's State Department, elevating Pence's role as one of the country's key representatives abroad. More from VOA's Mike O'Sullivan.
Vice President Mike Pence has already had meetings in Munich and Brussels and visited Asia, Australia, Estonia, Georgia, and Montenegro. His fourth overseas foray will take him to South and Central America, where he can play a helpful role at a time when many countries are trying to understand the Trump administration's foreign policy. Pence makes two stops in Colombia, which is implementing a controversial peace agreement with the rebel group FARC. In Chile, he will face questions over the sudden U.S. withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. U.S. trading partner Panama, home to the Panama Canal, established diplomatic ties this year with China. And Pence's visit Friday comes against the backdrop of a growing Chinese trade role in the region. Pence has in the past reassured U.S. allies and could do the same in Latin America. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has condemned police killings of rioters during protests after that country's disputed election and is urging supporters to skip work Monday. Odinga Sunday spoke to a crowd in Kibera, Nairobi's slum, where opposition supporters have battled police who fired live ammunition and tear gas over the past few days. Violence had broken out after Odinga said the August 8th election was rigged. Kenya's election commission, which declared President Uhuru Kenyatta had won, says its voting process was fair. Odinga says there was a plot to kill our supporters and says opposition backers should protest by not going to work on Monday. He's also promising a major announcement on Tuesday. A Kenyan human rights group says 24 people have been killed since the election. Kenyan areas that were hit by deadly election violence were quiet on Sunday, with many people attending church services and police patrolling some streets. Landslides and flooding triggered by heavy rain have killed at least 47 people in southern Nepal and left thousands homeless. That information comes from police, who say the death toll is expected to go up, with around two dozen other people missing and feared dead after 3 days of heavy downpours in at least nine southern districts of the Himalayan country. Some 31,000 families have been displaced by the floods and landslides, which began on Friday. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.